Bunty then makes a further point. But just as, in the case of a walking stick, although its two ends are inseparable, so that one is unthinkable without the other, it is nevertheless the handle of the stick that must be grasped, not the tip. Just so, in human relationships, it's duties that must be performed, rather than rights that must be demanded, even though the two are in fact inseparable, so that one necessarily follows from the other. So not only must we be careful not to insist on rights without duties, we must think in terms of performing duties rather than getting our rights. This is what Bunty's saying here. So the question arises, well, why? And why, particularly as practicing Buddhists, is this an important point? So Bunty makes another point about the importance of duties here. So I'll just read this out. Duties consist in what is due from us to others and are based upon giving, whereas rights consist in what is due from others to us and are based upon, from the subjective point of view, upon grasping and getting. The performance of one's duty does not mean merely the grudging recognition and half-hearted rendering of what is legally or even morally due to one's family and friends, social or national group, political party or religious organisation, but in the unobstructed flow of one's love and compassion over the whole world. Duty is not, as the poet apostrophizes her, the stern daughter of the voice of God, but the sweet child of the realization of emptiness, shunyata, within the depths of our own heart. So basically what he's saying is that practicing your duties is in accordance with the goal from a Buddhist point of view. Yeah? Because it focuses on what is due from us to others. It causes us to orientate ourselves towards others. So rather than towards selfishness, towards generosity. Yeah. And the complete absence of selfishness, that's enlightenment. The complete fulfillment of generosity, that's enlightenment. Whereas if we take the opposite stance, if we insist on our rights, we head in the opposite direction. We tend towards selfishness. So Bunty's got something else to say about the importance of duties. This is another important point. The former, i.e. duties, depend upon ourselves and are therefore swift and easy of accomplishment. The latter, i.e. rights, depend upon others and are therefore tardy and difficult, if not impossible, of achievement. Rights are wrested forcibly from other human beings outside, but duties are softly and sweetly laid upon us by the voice of the divine, our own potential Buddhahood reverberating within. Okay. So when we look at the question of rights and duties like this, what we see is that duty, contrary to perhaps our usual way of looking at it, is not some sort of a restriction that's imposed upon us, but it's actually a gateway to freedom. And the more we can see it like this, the more we're going to make spiritual progress, the more we're going to move towards freedom from selfishness and the fullness of generosity. Okay, so that's rights and duties, two aspects of human relationship, you know, two intrinsic aspects of the same thing. Rights is what others, as it were, owe to us. Duties is what we owe to others. One without the other is an absurdity. And we need to be aware that within our culture we tend to emphasise rights and underplay duty. But that for practicing Buddhists, and ourselves as practicing Buddhists to the extent that we are, it needs to be the other way around. And this is a very, very important point because that's in line with our goal. Duty leads towards self-transcendence, and it also leads towards the active taking of responsibility, because it's something that you can do. You don't have to wait around for others to do it. You can take responsibility and get on with it.